Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us tonight. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now reach us on the show two times a week, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. and Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. You can also, if you have any questions, comments, or any feedback, go to divinegoddessradio@gmail.com and email Beth and Marie or either of us. We also have a website. Go to divinegoddessradio.com. Also, if you want to follow us on our blog talk show, please go to divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. As well as Marie and I both do individual and group readings. We also do goddess readings for corporate offices, small businesses, schools. We go into all environments. And we also teach classes, and we come to you, or you can come to us. And if you have any questions, you can call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-941-36. And we just want to say welcome, everybody, to our Empowerment Hour.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. And this is our new show, and the reason that we are calling it the Empowerment Hour is because Beth and I are taking our next step into creating our business and taking our business of Divine Goddess Radio forward. And so to do that, we have enlisted the help of Deanna Felstead, who is our business coach, and she's going to be, we meet with her and we check in with her, and she's helping us with our steps to actually make our business successful. So what we thought we would do with the Empowerment Hour is have the listeners follow us along on our journey as we try and we succeed and, you know, go through our growing pains of getting our business up and going and successful. So that's why we called it the Empowerment Hour, because it is our steps to empowerment. And anybody listening who may want to expand their business, grow their business, start their business, can also get that empowerment as we go through our journey. So that's the purpose behind the show, and we hope that, you know, you learn from what we're going through and it helps you to make your business what you want it to be. And, you know, you're going to hear all of it, folks. You're going to hear our
ups, our downs,
our frustrations, whatever we go through, you're going to hear it, because, you know, if we're going through it, you're going to go through it. And so we want to be the helping hand for you. We want to be your support. We want to be your guiding beacon as we go through this. So, and if you have questions, you're welcome to call in at any time, 347-327-9360, and you can ask questions. Deanna is on the line with us. Good evening, Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
Hello. Hello.
How are you today?
Good, good. Excited for the new show. It's been so fun working with the both of you. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So since we're on uncharted territory, is there any way that you want to lead us, or do we just want to start talking about what our experience has been with you so far?
Yeah. Tell from your viewpoint, kind of. I'll let you lead the way.
Well, can I start off? Because Marie's had her own businesses before, so this is Beth. Completely clueless to having my own business. So just seeing me completely, if I didn't have somebody guiding me, I'm telling you, it's like you would think it would be innate and I would just be able to access past lifetime stuff, when I know for a fact I have been a very successful business person, but not finding those skills right now. So it's been a very interesting journey, and we've been working with Deanna a couple weeks now,
mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting how I personally am finding that obviously I need to be held accountable. Didn't know I was missing that piece, that just holding myself accountable wasn't enough. Deanna has given us like homework assignments, which that I can really thrive on, because it gives me something to where I can sit here and focus on. so it also has brought up some small little, no, I wouldn't want to say challenges, but perceptions that I have to look at, different possibilities, different ways of doing things, really getting out of my comfort zone. And to be able to be specific on that, I'll have to wait as the show goes on. I'm telling you, it's like, and Marie's going, she's breezing through this, and here's me.
Well, but, you know, yeah, I'm breezing through it. But however, you know, for anybody who's has a self-employment business background or a corporate business background, you kind of innately know it, but then you forget the smaller fine details. And so then now that we're going back into this process with Deanna, it's like those little skills, the skills that you automatically do or you think that you do, they're being brought up again, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I need to do this, 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 and this, because when you're used to doing it on a daily basis, you just kind of, you do it automatically. But you lose sight of the fine items.
Yeah, yep.
So that is, with Deanna, is helping me going, oh, that's right. Duh, for me, I'm going in my head, duh, you know, I should know this. But I'm so used to already being in the routine of it that I just do the big part of it. I don't hone in on the small parts.
And then here's me going, what? What? Seriously? What's that? What's that? So it's really interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It helps you, you know, with the understanding of business, and it helps me hone my skills.
Yeah.
Which is obviously going to help me in all my other businesses, too.
Oh, yes.
So it's, for me, it's a fantastic opportunity that Deanna is helping us.
Oh, God, yeah. I definitely look at it that way. So don't, by any means, Deanna, think that I don't appreciate what you're doing, because I do. But, it, man, does it challenge me in ways. I haven't had to address anything with you because I'm able to work through it. I've had to address some stuff with Marie, but you know, the thing is, you gave me and gave us the forewarning it could bring up some stuff, so it's like it tends to be more me, more me than anything. But we're going through it, we're working through it, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys have been. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think, you know, if anybody out there listening is thinking of going into a business partnership, you are going to trigger things,
yeah,
in each other, because you're going to be bringing up, you know, if you've had a past life together, if you've had other instances in your life where a similar situation has triggered you to something, that's all going to be brought up. So it's how you handle it moving forward to get that partnership moving in a positive direction.
Oh, yeah. You know, and something that I had to sit here and talk to Marie about this week is, I'm trying to think how many years ago I was going to go into business for a healing center with another friend of mine at that time who was, we were slash colleagues when I was still in the mental health profession. And we got up to everything, put a lot of hard work into it for a year and a half, had our mission statement, we had everything down. We even had an architect draw up everything. We were down to the nitty gritty, and then we even went and looked at land. The next step was, you know, to manifest the money for it. And then all of a sudden, and throughout the year and a half, I kept in my guts going, you're not wanting to do this. Gave her ample opportunities to step outside of it. No, 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 it's what I want to do. And it's right when it got down the grindstone, she's going, Beth, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I found out I was really angry that I put a year and a half into that. But it wasn't meant to be. So that came up this week, one time with Marie, where I'm going, do you want to do this or not? Because I am not wasting another year and a half of my time and finding out that it's not what you want. So we had our little chitty chat about that, and onward and upward, onward and upward.
So you were going to say something, Deanna, before I interrupted you. I apologize.
No, I commend the both of you because you've gone into it with such a great open mind. So, and your willingness, and that's part of it. You can't change. If you're resistant to any type of change, you know, a lot of people, like you had said, Marie, it's like, oh, I've done this before, and I should know this kind of stuff. But it's like you've been open to the fact that it's like, okay, you know what? I did in my past life, In your corporate, you do it in real estate as well, but in your other, you know, you've had the opportunity to do some of the tasks and everything, but bringing it forward, there's some clients that I've worked with that get very defensive about that, but you've been willing, you know, there's been a lot of willingness to kind of, you know, go into it with an open mind and trust the process on it, and that in itself is going to create such great success. Because if people go into it resisting or think that it's like, well, you have to be willing to look at it all. And I think that's where, a lot of plans or business strategies look at specifically like the business, just the business plan. It's all about the vision, the mission, and all that, and getting those down on paper. But there's so much more that comes into it that you have to look at. And I think that's kind of what's missing in a lot of the business development or business plan development courses that you kind of do online. We're working together. I think, there's just in just our conversations, there's been so much that's come up that it's like that involves the coaching piece of it. It's looking at it from a different angle. So, and I think that's also one of the benefits is that there's a lot of self-help programs out there that's like how to write a business plan. But I think a lot of the growth is going to become in, and I've already seen it, the talking about it. You know, as soon as you have to talk about different things, it brings up it to a whole different level. So I think that's kind of the fun piece of it is, you know, what it sparks and everything. So it's a fun process, and it's going to be a great fun journey because you guys are so willing to look at it and willing to, embrace the entire process. So kudos to you, Beth. I didn't even know you were struggling with anything.
Well, how many people do I bring Deanna in on this or no? This Marie and I are going to have to, but I'm also realistic that stuff's going to be triggered within both of us. Just because right now she's easy breathing through right now doesn't mean that's the way it's always going to be down. But my thing is that there always has to be, clear communication. It's any kind of a relationship, And I'm one to where I have to talk it out because otherwise I just let it sit inside and it simmers. And then you got this big explosion and Marie's completely unaware of it. But it's like I know that I can't ignore it. And it's the way that you conduct it and you bring it apart, to the surface and how you bring it forth. And, as long as it comes from a heart space and it's like, Marie, it's not you. It's triggering a lot of stuff in me, not realizing it's a really scary thing for me because I've always worked for somebody who brought the business to me, for me. So this is new. And so it's bringing up self-worth stuff, undeservingness. So it's like, Christ, I thought I was done with that crap already,
We kind of talked about that today. That is such a big issue, especially in the healing professions for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Value
yeah.
and worthiness.
Yep.
To price a product is one thing, and to stand behind a product that if you're selling something, but when you're out there and you're selling yourself and your own value, boy, what that triggers, I know even for myself and my own business, that was a huge lesson that I had to learn. And that is a common thread through, if you're having to price your own services, that value piece of it, worthiness, deserving. So it is, and it's a biggie. But getting on the other side of it is just so wonderful just to get to that other side and just know that it is, that's for the growth. That's more of the growth that will come in and just everything that comes in. So,
I have a question since we're talking about this. When we met, was it a couple of weeks ago when we went to the library and you did this big thing on the dry board and you were putting Here's Divine Goddess Radio and then, off to the left-hand side was Marie and certain things that she wants to accomplish and then me and the certain things and the list of stuff. I'm finding out that I'm this anal of a person. I'm obviously must be a literal person, and maybe I'm finding this out for the first time. But should I just focus strictly on Divine Goddess Radio now until we get that up and going, or should I focus on that and I can focus on all the other little things that I want to get started to? What would you recommend?
It all will come into play. because it's going to all feed off of each other. It's like a funnel. So one feeds off of one and the other. So even though it doesn't seem like we're specifically working on that piece of it, in its own way you are. So, because all of it's going
to
come into it. How
it just shifted me right there, so that's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
And I think, you know, I think if people are listening to us, that's where the empowerment comes in. That's why we call it an empowerment hour, because when you're starting a business, I mean, the reason why Beth and I decided to do this is we've been doing this radio show for almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think it's successful. We think we're getting our message out to people that we want to do. We want to help people. We want to spread the light. We want to empower other people listening. We want to get the information
mm-hmm.
out there. And now it's to the point where, okay, it's 2 years in. We don't want to treat it like a hobby anymore. We want to actually make this a business. We have a vision of where we'd like it to go, and we want to see it continue to expand. So that's why we thought, you know what, let's share it. Let's share this journey with everybody and help empower that you while we're empowering ourselves. And so I think, you know, it might be good to kind of explain how we started with Deanna, you know, what we started with, so anybody listening can think, okay, you know, how did you decide to make it, you know, what are the first steps in making it into a business? And Deanna, you know, drew a big flow chart for us and said, okay, you guys are in this business together. Marie, what do you want to accomplish? And you write it down. Beth, what do you want to accomplish? And what is our vision for Divine Goddess Radio? So that everything flows as one big piece, but we have individual piece. So I would say anybody listening, that would be your first step, is define what is it that you want your business to be and where do you want it to go.
You know, and the thing is just having some, you don't have to know the whole outcome of it, but it's having a general idea, you know. There's other stuff that I've always wanted to accomplish. My big thing is I've had readers galore say to me from the very beginning, Beth, you need to make sure that you're on your own. So I've always been really, I'm on my own. But it's like, God, you know, it would be nice to have like a business partner to do things. I'm not going to get lost in it. That's Divine Goddess Radio is a platform for us to do something really big. And then also, like, Marie isn't going to get lost in it. She'll have her individual thing as well as I will. And so it just blends together that our personalities actually blend. We're yin and yang. She grounds me. She grounds me because I'm way out there. So it's like, I don't know if I could even have an intelligent conversation about this stuff. Seriously, if I didn't have her in the room with me, because I would be all over the place. I don't think anything would ever make sense if I was on the show by myself, you know. So, and it's just an added compliment to it, too. So,
just, yeah, but you have to get to that point to realize that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do things for fun,
yeah.
But I think we're both in agreement that, hey, you know what, let's take this to the next level because we have a vision and we have a dream,
mm-hmm.
and now it's time. It's
mm-hmm.
time to stand up to that. So, yeah, I mean, if you out there are listening and you're thinking, gosh, you know, I really want to get, and it doesn't have to be a spiritual or holistic business. It could be
any business.
That you have a dream and you want to get it going. You know, get the vision down on paper.
Yeah.
That really makes a big difference.
It just happened to where Marie knew that she needed to do a blog. I've been told by many that I need to do a blog show. And I never had the courage to do it because I'm going, oh, my God, it involves electronics. There's no way I can get it going. And if you guys knew from, I'm trying to think how long Blog Talk's been around. When it first started, if I think it's difficult now, which it's easy now, then it was a lot harder. I couldn't figure anything out. And I think that was maybe, I wonder if it was 4 or 5 years ago. And it just came together one day, bam, and it was everything, bam, bam, bam. So tell me that wasn't just intricately played out right there. And we want similar things. We want similar things. So it's amazing how it's just really worked out.
Yeah, and I've gone through my trial, you know, business partnership with someone, and it didn't work out either. So, you know, that's something I had to work through with Beth because I'm like, oh, God, don't tell me I'm doing all this crap again. And then she's going to say, I see ya, you know. But
because that's the kind of person I am.
But, you know, that's
not.
Just the thing. It's like it, like she said earlier, it triggers things in you, and it brings things out because you're like, God, I'm not running down this path again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's good because if you can work those things out and you keep moving forward, then that business partnership is just going to grow as your business grows.
You know, and the interesting thing is, just as we're talking about this, anxiety galore is coming up in my solar plexus. It's like, oh, God, I've got to remember to breathe. Breathe. It's like, I think what's happening is that I'm realizing that things are actually happening. It's not just in my head anymore. It's like, oh, Lord, it's on to the next step. There's no turning back now. There isn't turning back. And I love challenges. I don't have a problem with change either.
Mm-hmm.
So it just dumbfounds me when all this stuff comes up, but... obviously it just needs to be looked at, doesn't have to be a big deal, and then to be able to move on from it.
Well, no, and I think it's perfect timing with the way all the, you know, after the eclipse and the solar eclipse and Mercury retrograde, and now, you know, the shadow is almost done. So everything is starting to slowly fall into place, and things are clicking and turning and, you know, landing in place. So I think it's the timing is great.
Do you want to get how significant today was? Seriously, it was one of these days. I haven't had one of these days in a while. It wasn't a dark day, but it was starting to go down that way. And because I work with kids and I go into daycares, I had one little girl specifically who kept, she just was hugging me like really tight, like a grandma hug. And she just kept saying, "Miss Beth, you're okay. You're okay." And I'm just like, what is she talking about? I'm going, and I'm just going, okay, it's the full moon. She needs to be grounded, because that's why I know I'm specifically working with kids right now. We help each other out. But she was seeing something that I wasn't seeing, and she would not let me go. I finally got her to let me go, but she goes, "I'm going to hold your hand. I need to hold your hand." So that was just one validation, and I've been hearing the angels are here with you, Beth, so don't think that they're not. And I'm going, "Oh, yeah, that's cool. You're with me here all the day," but they're here. It's like they were in full arm today. Then I get home today after, you know, the emotions are up and down, and right in my driveway by my front door is literally a pile of leaves in a gigantic heart shape. I'm not kidding you. So there's my second validation that the angels are with me. And then right when I just take a picture with this evening, the UPS guy comes and drops off a package. So it's like bam, bam, bam. And it's just because those are synchronistic events for me, and I get them assigned. Like a door, here's the front door. That heart was literally in front of the door, new opportunities. And then I have a package that's literally delivered to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I definitely get it that I'm in the right direction. And then I see 555 to top it off. And then I had a card reading from somebody who said, "Get going, you're on the right track." So it's like I had more than my three validations.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I'm feeling uneasy in the inside, it's like I know that, okay, I'm on the right track. So this is where Deanna's going. It's, you know, you might be going into your uncomfortable zone, but just breathe on through it, because it's all new to me. So
you know, and what Deanna has been doing with us is, you know, we've been meeting and we've been strategizing and writing down what needs to be written, and she's been giving us homework assignments, and then we have a weekly check-in call to see where we are, so she's keeping us on task.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You know, so, I mean, it really helps to have someone guiding you when you are starting a business out.
Oh, yes, yep, yes. And, you know, Deanna, this is just me asking a question. You know, I know there's certain timelines that are, you know, that things should be done, but is it a bad thing if, because I need to know, could this be ego working into it? Because I know, you know, the self-sabotaging, which we all do, and I'm in uncharted territory, so I'm going, oh, God, somebody's going to have, thank God I have Marie here, who's going to be able to hold me accountable in some way, and then Deanna. There's no sabotaging now. It's like, it's got to get done. It's got to get done, because I care about what people think of me on that level. But it's like, what if, and I found that it was triggering some stuff today, and Deanna, please do not personalize anything, because I absolutely love and adore you, so appreciative of you. But what if, like, if there's certain things that you're wanting us to get done, but maybe... on my end, there may not be a full 100% agreement, I guess, and it's just for lack of a better word, on how it specifically should be done. And I'm trying to think what it was. Did it have to do with the, Marie, what was I talking about today? Did it have to do with the client con? What did it have to do?
I think it had to do with sending emails out individually.
Oh, yeah. Individually. Because then I'm just sitting here and thinking, God, that's going to take a lot of time. Is this something we have to do every month? Is this something we have to do every 2 months? Is it every, you know, quarterly, like you had said, every 3 months? And I'm going, who has that kind of, who has that time, you know, in the day? Or can we just, like, you know, like do a BCC and then to end up doing it that way and to send out the email, you know? And then if you come from a heart space, everybody knows, even though it's out to everybody at once, that they know that it's a heartfelt, you know, email. Is that okay to do that?
And what I have told my clients and everything, I will make suggestions, but I will never ask you to replace your gut instinct from mine.
Okay.
You know, there are
okay.
certain things that I will challenge your thinking on, and I think we've already kind of worked through some of those things, but it's like, you know, seeing it from maybe another angle. You know, we've talked about some of those pricing things.
Yep.
But if it's not my way or the highway, because this is your business, I can offer you suggestions and I can offer you that. But, you know, if you are, you know, feel more comfortable, if your gut's telling you something, that's what you need to do. I mean, that's, you know, I will never ask you to, like you say, replace my judgment for your own. Because I'm not you.
And
you're okay
with that kind of feedback, correct? You're not offended by that kind of feedback?
Oh, gosh, no. Gosh, no. No.
Well, I just want to make sure,
and,
you know.
Well, I've about it. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, this is a great point, though, for anybody listening who wants to work with a business coach. Say you get someone who wants to work with you, Deanna. And, you know, everybody's going to go through, you know, somebody may not be used to having stuff on a timetable, or somebody might say, look, this isn't the only thing that I have to do here, woman. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think it's important to get the message out that, hey, you're guiding, you're not telling.
Right.
You know, when you're
yep.
when you're business coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to run
you know,
into all sorts
like,
of personalities, I would think.
You're going to, well, and another thing is that everybody's timetable, I have, you know, through, I've written the strategy. So the strategy is already really clear in my mind what it should be, or, you know, kind of like this is the first thing, this is the second thing, you know, so that strategy. But one thing it is not on a timeline, for one thing, and it's not linear. I mean, there are certain things that it's like, okay, I'm going to pull in something else because this needs to be done and cleared before, you know, the next step can be moved on. I mean, there's clients that I've worked with that we've had to completely pull away from the business piece of it and just feel personal because there's too much other stuff that's going on a personal level. They can't even focus on the business. So, I mean, I would never push somebody through something because that's of no benefit. I mean, and I am a firm believer, especially when it comes to the timeline, that things will appear as you're ready to heal them. So
okay, cool.
I don't draw that out in people. I don't, you know, suggest or, you know, make any type of suggestion saying, now you need to focus on, today we're focusing on value. If value comes up, it's a perfect time to discuss it. And generally, when you're talking about pricing your services and everything, that just organically comes up. But there is no strict guideline, you know, that as far as the time and everything that we have to work. It's you come up with the process. But we've got, you know, I've got what I don't want to see happen is that, you know, in the, you know, this is a 6-month program. My programs are generally 6 months. That, you know, you push it so far ahead, you know, that it's like, oh, I haven't had time. Well, there's no benefit. There's no value for a business to operate like that because you'll always come up with excuses. So there is a fine line between accountability and, you know, being accountable to it and pushing. So feedback, you know, it's like if that timeline doesn't work, then simply that timeline doesn't work. But I'm not going to allow I don't want a client to say get lost in their own life for too long because then there's really, again, no benefit. Then you don't need my services. Then you're just going to want something else, you know. There's just no benefit to that.
Yeah.
So I'm guided by the client, not by the strategy to
gotcha.
Do things, you know. So, no.
Yeah.
So that is open feedback. I mean, just like any coach, you can give them the rules and everything, but every player is going to play differently, you know, to their own strengths and everything. You can guide them as much as you can. That answer your question?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, that was one thing we had discussed, you know. It's like, okay, we got to do this, but we got to fit everything else in. So I said, it's back to the to-do list every day that both of us left behind in our corporate world.
I know, I'm just like, damn it. And that's the one thing that I've been really fighting, and I'm finding out I really need to have structure. That's how I'm successful, is I have to have structure, and that's part of it. I don't really like it, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. So,
well, and I think, you know, when and maybe there's other people listening out here who want to do a spiritual-based business, this is what we got. You know, you get rid of the 3D corporate world because you're like,
right,
I'm not doing that exactly. anymore. But then, no, we have to live in this 3D world, but live from a higher level, kind of like what our guest was saying on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that means having to incorporate some of that 3D stuff again,
yep.
you know, just
yep.
to keep us on task to get us to where we want to go.
Yeah. And everything that we're doing, you guys, is spiritual-based. Everything,
yep.
even our own individual stuff is all spiritual-based.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and, you know, and most of us are going, it's not okay to ask for what it is. You're supposed to do it for free, but those are lifetimes of letting go of those old belief systems. And I would say that's mine. That's mine going. But I finally am, I know what my worth is. I know I give very valuable information. And it's just like, so I'm in that point. I'm ready to rock and roll now. It's just some other stuff that I have to let that old stuff go. So
yeah, and I think, you know, when you're building a business, there's nothing wrong with being compensated for your expertise and what you bring as
yeah.
a business.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you have to shift that too if you actually want to make it a business and you're spiritual based.
Yes.
Saying, okay, yeah, we love to give away everything for free, but however, now we are a business and we also have a worth, and we need to be rewarded for that worth. And how do you get rewarded on this earthly plane is through money.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay to have money.
Yep. And, you know, and those of you who are going, but what about the tithing? What about the giving? It's like you have to find that balance, though. And I give enough of myself. You guys don't know what I do in a day's time. I don't know about Marie, but I give a lot, and I give a lot away for free. And if anything, this week, because I'm starting to be run down, my guys are definitely going, Beth, it's time to be open. You need to be able to receive. But it's receiving on many different ways. So it's like, okay, it's time. I'm ready to do it. Ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Deanna's my voice for saying it's okay. It's okay. So it's like, oh, God, even though it's uncomfortable, she's my okay boy. Deanna said, it's okay, you know.
Well, and it's okay. Like we had talked about, too, the more, and it's not about, you know, it's not about milking clients or anything like that.
No.
And it's about, you know, a fair trade for services. And the more that you can make, the more people that you can affect. And I'm just
I know.
Not saying that you have to get rich off it. That's not what, but if you're making a comparable amount, that's more people that you can help. If you're living because everything is giving away for free, how many people can you really serve at that level? And you'll
and,
be
and in all sincerity, Deanna, how many of them are really appreciating what I'm giving away for free?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the sad thing is because we live in a society to where money talks, and it's like when people are serious and they're spending, you know, money on it, it's like, okay, I'm going to get my value for my buck. And then and only then, you know, they're going to do something to invest in themselves. I wish it weren't that way, but it is. I didn't create it, you know. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
so meanwhile, if I'm doing this, just so I don't have resentment, you know, it's like, and I'm not by any means, it's definitely heart-based. It's definitely with integrity and, you know, being genuine and authentic, as I know how to be as of right now. You know, I'd like to
mm-hmm.
think that stuff carries over from my mental health profession into this. I was then, and I still am, and I don't plan on giving that up. But so it'll be a really interesting journey. It is already.
Yeah, and I think, too, I know, Deanna, you brought up, you know, that it's okay to charge, you know, set the prices on your products or services
mm-hmm.
that reflect what you're worth. You know, like, I mean, you run across people who create art or create jewelry, and then they sell it, you know, for a certain price, and then you have the public coming in going, oh, God, that's really expensive. Well, no, not really, because if you look into the time, the labor,
yep.
And then a lot of, you know, spiritual people will put stuff into it that gives you some kind of, you know,
energy-based,
yeah.
Charges.
So, you know, what you're getting out of that piece of jewelry or that piece of art, even though you might think, hey, I can go to Walmart and get something for, you know, a quarter of that cost or a fraction,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting that same intent, and you're not getting that spiritual and artistic flavor from that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, they're putting a cost of what they're worth onto that piece of art.
It's also, you know, it's an essence of, and it's not any different than, you know, anybody who does readings and energy work. It's, you're getting an essence. We're holding a sacred space for you, which a lot of people just blow that off. And it's like, it's really an honor to be able to hold the space to watch people unfold and to really trust. And it's not just about the individual who's holding the space, but to be able to trust the process that they're ready to go down, that next part of their path,
mm-hmm.
even though it's unknown, it's foreign, and it is a scary thing. I'm in uncharted territory. I mean, right now we all are. So, you know, it's holding that sacred space for people, and it is a big deal. I take it. I, again, can only talk for me. I take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it light. You know, I've been doing it my whole life, but it's a very sacred thing. So it's finally, here's the new thing. It's not the past lifetime stuff. It's like, you know, back then it was the time, and now it's time to be okay with, this is what I'm giving you, and there needs to be an even exchange of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is. Money is just an energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you could build
me
a house for what I give to you, I'll take it.
Everybody has their own relationship with money. Everybody has a relationship. And
mm-hmm.
also everybody has their own sense of values. I mean, you could run across, just say at a trade show, somebody that would run across your, you know, the jewelry and everything, and they would see that because that's a value that they have. You could have somebody else that walks by and says, that's not a value that I hold. You know, so I could go to Walmart and get something else. So it really, and I think that's in my own journey, my own relationship with money, I had to really spend a lot of time with that.
Mm-hmm.
And did a lot of reading, just a lot of researching on that subject in itself, and had to go through my own process with it. But one of... And if you're looking for a good book regarding that, Barbara Stanny's book is Overcoming Under-Earning. So one of the things that she's talking about is, you know, how to, you know, in pricing services and different things, is that if you're pricing services based on your competition, that's based on somebody else's own relationship with their money and maybe their lack of self-worth.
Yep.
So you really have to be truly authentic with what you see the value is, but then also being very clear on the value that somebody's getting from that. So it's a process. I mean, the whole relationship with money is that's a big topic. So,
what is the name of the book, Overcoming Your Relationship with Money?
No, it's called Overcoming Under-Earning by Barbara Stanny. And she's actually the daughter of the H&R Block, of one of the founders. He's like the H, I think, in H&R Block. So it's about her journey with money, but it's a phenomenal book, a lot of exercises with it. So if you're looking for a good resource for that, I highly recommend her book.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, because I think when people do want to start a business, though, they really do first have to examine their relationship with money, because, you know, that's going to be the fundamental part of it. And if you don't have a healthy relationship, or you don't understand that money's an energy, I think that's one of the first blocks to get over.
What do you think it means when I keep hearing for myself it's like a formal... So this is shifting right now. I'm seeing something new. I'm seeing a top black hat with me and saying it's very formal. So I'm going, that's new information that's coming in for me, my relationship with money right now. So it's like formal. You're telling me I'm very formal with my relationship with money. when I think of formal, is that kind of like rigid?
Well, you're not free.
If you look at different things as far as your own financial situation will be a great indication on what your relationship with is money. You know, what do you feel like when you open your bank account? I mean, that was, you know, your bank statement. What do you feel like? Does it feel empowering or do you feel like, oh, crap, you know, am I going to have enough money? I mean, that's a great, just look at the way that you feel about it in any type of dealing with money.
Okay, so crap. It's like you need to look at the old crap. Oh, crap.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just something, pay attention, you know, pay attention.
Okay.
I mean, I know that when I was going through, you know, at that, you know, height success of my previous life, I couldn't get rid of my money. I mean, I was basically kind of giving it away. So it was just, everybody has their ceilings that they aspire to. So it's raising that ceiling as far as worthiness. It's paying attention to it all. And one of the things that I cannot stress enough, and this is something that I know that when I was thinking of starting my business, that was never something that somebody said, well, pay attention to what your relationship with it is with money. Nobody would have ever said that, you know, yes, it was important. It's like, nope, you need to know who your client is, your vision, your mission. But all these things that play such a huge role in your business and your success of your business, but nobody thinks to talk about it. It's like nobody ever would have said to me, well, pay attention to how you feel about money, because how you deal with money in your personal life, that's a reflective of your value, and that's how you're going to be receiving money in your business. You know, they have to be aligned. So,
yeah,
those are some of the things that, you know, that we've been addressing and talking through, and it has been a topic of conversation, I know, between the both. For all three of us, but there has been something, it has, you know, I don't want to say an obstacle, but something that has required some shifting, let's say, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been a huge obstacle for me, a huge obstacle. So hopefully it's shifting because I'm letting that go. Isn't tonight full moon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, full moon. So it's done. That obstacle with money is done, 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 done. No longer an obstacle, no longer a challenge.
Good.
He's in grace. So instead of, oh, crap, look at that, I have plenty.
It's so funny because when I go to check my account balance, when I'm really, like, nervous, I'm going, oh, God, oh, my God, and I look at the number, I'm like, oh, fantastic. And then I go in and I look at it thinking, oh, it's good. And then it's like, oh, crap, what happened? Mine's always the opposite. So I'm like, I don't know how I should feel when I go and look at my bank account. So I think I'll just have to go, oh, no, I'm going to have to get all worried. So I get really surprised.
Well, and one thing, Kate Northrup, also she's kind of a, Barbara Stanley was a mentor of hers. So Kate Northrup, she also, I think she said a love affair, her book was A Love Affair with Money, or Money, A Love Affair, that was what it is. And one of the things, one of the exercises that she talks about, which I think is great, is that you should be checking your account every single day, that you, you know where it's at and be grateful for wherever it's at. You know, it could be a negative balance, which we hope it's not, but I mean, if it's a negative balance, then you'd be grateful. It's all about gratitude for it and building that love for it and appreciation for money and the energy exchange and just kind of making that whole shift. And I love that. And it is scary. I mean, I think we all have that. It's just like, oh, crap. But being grateful for wherever it is at that point. So.
Yeah, I think that's a good exercise to do because, you know, it's just always having to second guess when you're doing something and when you have the money and you're like, God, do I do this or don't I? And I'm like, you know, I went through that today and I thought, no, you know what, I'm doing something that is needed with this money and there's no need for me to feel guilty, you know, and I think you have to shift that thinking, because when you're, you know, when your bank balance isn't consistently where you want it to be, you're always mm-hmm. thinking, okay, well, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And I was standing in the store 3 times. I did angel tipping. I'm like, angel, should I be buying this? Should I be getting this? You know, it's for the house. And every time it was like I was being knocked forward. I'm like, okay, so now you got to let the guilt go. But, you know, I mean, the same thing is like when you're thinking about, okay, should I spend this for the business? Should I not spend it for the business? You know, you have to just let that fear go and say, no, I'm grateful that I have it right now and that I'm able to do it to promote or you know, for the better of whatever. And I think right. it really makes a difference when you shift it.
Well, yeah. And that's one of the things that we're going to be working with is also the financial plan, that there will be a financial plan for the business. And so that those kind of decisions will become easier because there is, it's, you know, there's going to be a strategy for it. Aren't you just excited for that? You're like, oh, crap,
yeah,
I'm on the strategy.
Well, I think so, though, because, you know, once we get it on paper and we talk it through, then it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets embedded, mm-hmm. and then you just start looking at it differently.
I'm a processor. And then I have to process it, then I have to write it down, then I have to look at it. But my whole thing is not to analyze it to death because I can just be in my head on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have a problem with spending money on myself whatsoever. I love myself enough to do it. But it's like, okay, now we need to... There's nothing wrong with budgeting, Beth. Let's try that, you know.
Well, and I think especially in this business, you know, law of attraction is a big, I mean, that's just an underlaying or overlay, you know, about the idea of abundance and everything. And I was going to write a blog about how the law of attraction messed with my mind. You know, it's like live in this prosperous mentality and live with this, you know, that it's like there is a fine line between living in abundance and then being realistic as well. So, because you don't want to be in that lack, you know, that it's like everything you just are pinching and you're just lack. But at the same time, you can't expect the universe to take care of everything. So,
oh, yes,
you know,
I can. I don't have a problem with that.
So, you know, it's where do you find that balance?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and, you know, and one thing Beth and I were talking about earlier, because I was telling her, I said, you know, I know a lot of people who have successful businesses, they talk about, oh, by, you know, this went on and this went on, and I got to do this, and I opened up this center, and my business took off. But a lot of these people have a significant other,
oh,
a
yeah.
husband
yeah.
or a wife
yeah.
that is bringing in a steady income. So I told Beth, I said, God, you know, this show and what we're going through is for us single people who don't have that extra support trying to make it, and dang it, we're going to make it.
Yes, we are.
You know,
right.
We're going to make it. Because not everybody has that great partner that is supporting them, you know, in a relationship, going, oh, isn't that cute? You want to start your own business? Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just seeing that Mary Tyler Moore, we're going to make it.
That's exactly the song
all.
That went through my mind.
You know, it'll be nice when we've made this business a huge success, and then our male partners come in, and we're like, we're already established, thank you very much.
That's right.
We're self-made women.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so. How do we have any callers?
Do I go into live chat?
No, this should be on the, right here.
Oh, no.
No, okay. Okay. Wasn't sure if we had any callers tonight.
People, because then we'll be advertising this episode and people will find out about it. It's all
yeah.
new. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
People will definitely be listening to it.
Yep.
I think
so what do you think is the biggest challenge that you've come through in the process?
Biggest challenge?
Being able to, here's mine, just because this is new for me, being mm-hmm. my own business, being a businesswoman.
Okay.
Because I haven't had that title before. I haven't had that title before.
Yeah. And probably
owning that?
My challenge is keeping on task with this, you know, and I'm still learning some new things.
Mm-hmm.
But keeping on task while I'm trying to run my other 3-4 businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so it's allocating the time correctly for everything.
True. And okay, so what's your biggest aha moment through it so far?
Okay, so I do have to have a to-do list. For me, it's like, okay, that's where I'm finding, that's where I thrive, that's what
yeah.
I did before I quit my job. I had to-do list to get it all done. But I had to answer to people, so it's like, obviously, got to do it again.
Right.
I have to do it again. So that's my, I got to do it again.
But we're also answering to ourselves, too, now in this
oh,
situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I would say for me is the aha moment is going, oh, aha, I need to be a little bit more structurally organized. I got to get back into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Holding ourselves accountable.
Yeah. I can say with your working with your businesses compared to some of the other ones that I've worked with, there was
mm-hmm.
just creating the structure behind it was, I can say that we've spent more time probably than I have dealt with other businesses to create the structure behind it just because of, you know, the different threads and, you know, that we're going to be working through. So there is
mm-hmm.
a little bit of background. So you've probably, it's the fun stuff hasn't begun yet as much as what it's going to be because there is just
yeah.
a lot of, you know, admin.
Yeah, folks, she's starting with us from the bottom of the barrel. We are literally bam. You know, when Marie and I got together, we didn't have a plan. We didn't have a plan going, this is where we want to see. We just wanted to see, would anybody even listen to us? Seriously. I'm going, God, if I even have 5 people, I can't remember what the amount. It was a small double-digit number. If they listen to us, it's like, cool. But it's like, bam. It
yep.
literally, you know, it manifested into.
And over 40,000 or 40,000 listeners right now or listens. And, you know, we are national, and we've gone international, and to me, that's just like, wow, people in the rest of the country and the world want to hear us.
Yeah.
And hopefully one day Minnesota will hear us. But that's
something
a huge accomplishment.
It is. And then when you're sitting here and second guessing it and people come on and saying we appreciate what it is that you do, it's like, okay, then we are on the right track.
Yeah.
We are on the right track. So there is something to what it is that we're saying. People get it. They need it. And hey, if I can help with people bringing their light into the world, just being assistance, being a beacon of light, you know, even when I don't feel like I'm that much of a light, it's like, hey, cool. You know, it's very rewarding, very rewarding,
yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and so, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
I was just, were you going to say something? I'm seeing her move, I'm going. We have about maybe a little under 6 minutes. So do we want to talk about, is this what we want to do on the air, like what our next homework assignment is? So that the listeners know what we're doing next? We had to establish, I don't know what you want us to sit on the say on the air and versus.
Oh yeah, no, the whole process. I think initially, you know, we kind of worked on doing. That was like some of the first sessions is really getting clear on what the vision is for each of you individually and what Blog Talk is. So then, what we had to do is. Kind of create a little bit of a structure. So that's what we've been working on is creating the structure on how to get, you know, how to get more listeners and kind of just creating a little bit more of just structure in order to take it to the next level. So now what we're going to be doing is working a little bit more on the financial piece of it, gaining a little bit more clarity on where you're at today and how you can, you know, use some of the funds to go forward to create, you know, a better marketing plan and doing different things with it. Like I said, we've kind of jumped a little bit around on some of it because in a way, it was almost like putting you on a little bit of a fast track. So maybe we're going to have to, just to kind of get some of that structure around it. And so there was a lot of things that, and plus your business is a little bit unique as compared to some of the other businesses. So right now we're really, the process, we work on the business plan, which I call kind of the blueprint. I look at it like building a house. So the business plan is really the blueprint. We're building the blueprint of how you're going to go forward. Then we clear the foundation. And the foundation is working with some of the obstacles, or just looking at what the foundation is. You know, are there obstacles that need to be cleared? What's behind? You know, what's kind of the richness? So that's where we do a little bit more of the coaching work. And even maybe more of the individual work that we'll be working with. And then once we have the blueprint, we've got the foundation, then we can really work on what's the structure and how to really build that with the marketing plan, the financial strategy, and then work on kind of the action plan along with that vision, you know, working on vision boards and kind of taking that and making it really visual and out front and center. So that's kind of just a real broad overview of kind of where we're going, you know, and where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yep. So next week when we come back, we will, well, you've given us a homework assignment for next week. So when we check in next week, then we can, you know, come on air later that night and tell the listeners what we have completed and what our next step will be.
Correct. Yep. And any insights that you've had along the way and different things. Yeah. And
cool.
Take some callers if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Deanna.
If anybody wants to call you, what's your phone number if they want to get in contact with you?
612-816-8395, or they can email me at Deanna@soulpurpose, it's soulpurpose.co.
So if anybody listening out there.
And how do you spell your last name?
F-J-E-L-S-T-E-D. Elstead.
And F as in Frank.
F like Frank. Yep, F as in Frank.
And first name is what? D-E-A-N-N-A, correct?
D-E-A-N-N-A, correct. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And you can visit my website, too, at soulpurpose.co.
Okay.
Great.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much, Deanna.
Yes, thank you, Deanna.
This first show went really fast.
Went very fast.
Yeah.
How do you think it went?
I think it went great. Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's going to be a great process. I think it's going to be a fun journey, and I'm really looking forward to seeing your visions, your worldly visions, and everything are your global visions. They're exciting. It's good stuff. So it's going to be fun to take this out to the next level.
And I just want to say thank you to Deanna because she got on when she wasn't feeling very good today. So thank you so much for taking the time and, you know, putting us in your schedule tonight. So Daka Danka and sending you some healing energy and some love and light, Deanna.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank
you. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you more than you even know, even more than you know.
Good. You know, it's a pleasure to work with you guys.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you to our listeners. And if you guys have any feedback, don't hesitate to email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We will catch you on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.